So when we do the whether you're doing work running company or family working family or running a company doing business for yourself or doing work for others. So when the attitude is when the attitude of the whole life while you work the attitude of working what is work working family or running business company or whatever, or working for others of course when the attitude is in a selfish mind. When the attitude is selfish mind, the attitude of the work, if it's selfish mind, of course, there's the problem. You encounter so many problems. You find so many problems in the life. because your ego makes problems. You see, because the motivation is self-cherishing, more cherishing I, more cherishing I, that my happiness is the most important than anybody, than anyone in the world, than among the numberless, numberless holy beings. enlightened beings, numberless saints, holy beings, numberless, you see, the ordinary beings. So among the numberless beings, that I am the most important, and my happiness is the most important. So my need is the most important than anyone else. So. So stronger, the stronger selfish mind there is, then you have more desire. Then you see desire, desire to the desire to one's own happiness is much stronger. So, so the dissatisfaction is much stronger. something very small thing didn't happen in exactly what attachment wanted, or what exactly what selfish mind wanted, didn't happen. Such as some small things, even some color or something. Even a small thing, that didn't happen exactly how one's own self-cherishing to want. One didn't have exactly what one's own attachment to want. Even just small things. So become huge. You exaggerate. Selfish mind or the desire exaggerate. It became a huge problem. And so the anger rises up easier and stronger. So it's all connected. You see, so root is the self-cherishing thought, selfish mind. So of course, so there in the life there will be so many things, that doesn't happen exactly how the selfish mind or the desire wanted to see, and the desire, you see, always egoism desire always want more and better. You see, there's no end for that. There's always one more better. So so the problem because there's always dissatisfaction, you see, there's no end. So I see the problem, the unhappiness, dissatisfied mind has to end. You see, in this way, life in this way, life living with the selfish mind. This way, this suffering has no end. You see, you find so many problems in the life. You see, mind, just the mind makes up. Basically, until you labeled problem, until your mind labeled problem, until your mind, when your mind didn't label problem, you don't see that there's, I say, there's no appearance to you, there's no appearance of problem, you see, that there's a problem to you. And you don't see any problem, you don't see that there's a problem. So the moment when your mind interpreted, the moment your mind interpreted, you see that somebody change of mind, or somebody change of the conduct, way of behaving, way of speaking change, way of thinking of you change, it just changed something different. the way the person walking in front of you, way of looking at you change. You see. Have a looking up, you know, nose up, keeping the nose up in the sky, you know, they keep the nose in the way. So anyway, some change in the person's behavior towards you. So anyway, until one label problem, you see, you don't see problem in your life. You don't see problem in your life. After your mind labeled problem, I say labeled problem, believed in that. Your mind labeled problem and believed in that. you see, belief follows with your label. Then there's appearance that it's a problem. Then you see that this is a problem. So that's the evolution. So here you can say how the problem. This is one explanation how the problem is coming from your mind. This is not the only explanation, but this is one explanation. the moment in our life, day to day, hour, minute to minute, you know, the problem, how it came from your concept, your mind, you see. So that's one explanation. So how happiness come from your mind, how problem come from your mind. Happiness that day, that hour, that minute, that moment, happiness, you know, suffering, come from that hour, that day, that hour, that minute, your mind. way of thinking, what label you put it? Which way you interpret, which label you put it? So, that is not all. Of course, it is a Buddhist philosophy, but this is our life experience. It's not just only Buddhist philosophy, but it's our life experience. This is how it is. You know, this is how we live our life. You know, we create our problems and happiness. You know, so if we're able to keep our mind positive, then we have, in the 24 hours, we have more happiness in our life. And if we keep our mind more negative way, we let our mind to be habituated, interpreting negative most of our life, then most of our life, even 24 hours in the most, then unhappiness. So after once mind labeled problem with along with belief, then you appear problem, see problem, then then you see, so then you see that say unpleasant feeling. So, what is form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object? Six sense object or five sense object. So it depends on how you interpret. You see, if it's bad, you see, then you see, then mind live bad, then it appears bad, you see bad. So it, your senses contact, you see object bad, you know, what's the form, sound, smell, taste, which is, then you have an unpleasant feeling. You see, then it disturbs the mind. It's like that. So there's no happiness. So, so it's a. And so it becomes it becomes a circle. So then many problems arise when your motivation is in a selfish mind. Concentrate in your heart. Main achievement is your own happiness, not others. then when you do that, then there's carelessness to others. carelessness to others. no concern to others, then the other people, those who are the people, then doing work for you, then they get become dissatisfied, they become unhappy, and then they don't get treated well, they don't get respect, they don't get treated well, then they become unhappy and they leave, or then they say, create trouble to you. The other workers, you see, in the company or business, they create problem. They harm to you. So things like that. So this, so because selfish mind, then you see there's no action. So the action is not unkind, you see. So then you see others become unhappy. Then you get problem, trouble. You see. So it's an effect, it's a consequence of the selfish mind. You receive the problem. You see, you receive the problem. You see, originally coming from your selfish mind. So you see, it just becomes circle, you see, like that. So then like this, the problem increases more and more. You see, like that. Then sometimes court cases, then suing each other, then you lose all the money and all these things, debts and all this. So the problems get built up in the life, like that. So that's one explanation. So even you become billionaire, then because a selfish mind, strong desire, want more, better, then. You see, you want to be, see, more rich than other wealthy people like that in the world. So no ending. So then you engage in the illegal things, you know, many things. Then after some time, then the other people find out. Then all the you see people in the company or the. You see, they become unhappy, then sue you back. So then, end up your life, you see, bad reputation in the world, in the newspaper, TV, you see, even after you become millionaire, but end up bad reputation and end up alive in prison, so like that. So all these shortcomings, the ego, this is a reality, you know, with any religion, see. What doesn't matter, whichever religion, this is a reality. This is, you can, everybody can understand that. So. Okay, we start with a good heart to serve others. We start with compassion to others. You see, this is the same as a, you know, the starting meditation center, the same, you see, to help others. Whether it's hospice or whether it's, you know, mental center, whatever, you know, it come out good heart to help others, okay? But at the beginning, we start with compassion, start with the good heart, you know. but then you see, but then you see, of course, there's, you know, as you start the work, there's so many activities. What is the meditation center? What is whatever? You see, the other, you know, other than, besides than that, any other service to others, okay? Minimal activities. very involved, you see. Then what happens is that, you know, If you don't get to meditate every day, if you don't get to meditate every day, keep your attitude in the positive, like beginning when you start the meditation center or whatever the hospice or whatever service. So, if you don't meditate every day, in other words, you can say recharge your positive. Your good motivation, compassion, okay? Since we don't have realization, of compassion, stable, so it's just simple good heart. So there's no realization, so therefore it's not stable. So if you face a little bit, some hardship, some difficulty, that compassion is gone. That small good heart is gone. That little that what you have is gone. So it's like that. So it's not stable because we don't have actual realization. Those who have, no question. So those us who don't have actual realization, compassion, is not stable. See. So unable to continue the your you see energetic compassion that and then work busy work busy life is unable to continue together. You see, if you don't meditate every day, then you see, so you are unable to keep the mind compassion. You see, energized or say, then you see, there's so much activities to do, very involved. So then, then you because the mind is weak, then these other emotional thoughts. the compassion is very weak, unstable, so then all the negative emotional thoughts arises. The selfish mind and the anger and all this jealous mind and this and that, all this rises up. So then there's ego crush, ego personality crush, you know. So actually there's no problem there. there's no problem in the work, but it's just a problem of, you see, just concept. Problem of ego, problem of concept, you see. So there becomes huge suffering, you see, there, huge suffering. So in the company or the, you know, center or whatever you see, in the working place, you see. So just to the mind, you know, just mind which you can't see. Mind which is not substantial, you can't see. You know, it's formless, but it's so hard. You know, so harder than Rocky Mountains, harder than Mount Everest. However, anyway, so hard and iron mountains. See, so difficult to say to change, you know, to become peaceful, to you see happy. You see, so in the reality, there's not really a problem, but it's just a concept problem. You see, the two selfish minds, you know, so that. You see, so it's just a problem. The problem in the view of the mind, view of the self-chasing thought. You know, in the view of self-chasing thought, there's a problem. But in the view of compassion, bodhicitta, there's no problem. You see, in the view of the wisdom realizing emptiness, the ultimate wisdom, there's no problem, because nothing exists from their own side. So. You see, so that. So here, one thing is very important to do meditation, develop compassion. Here, you see, that so probably how to develop compassion, the question might arise after this. However, that is a big subject. There can be simple answer, but it's a very vast subject. Because suffering is not just a pain, cold, hot. Suffering is not just hot and cold and hunger, thirst. You know, sicknesses. You know, not just that. You see. That there are different types of sufferings. So one, to develop compassion for all living beings, different types of living beings, you need to know all their sufferings. So you need to know all those different sentient beings. In the samsara, in the cycle existence, there's hell beings, hunger ghosts, animal beings, human beings, then deva, devas, asura, asuras, who have much more, 100,000 times much greater enjoyment than human beings, who live so much longer life, 100,000 times much greater enjoyment than human beings. those worldly gods, even they ornament, jewel ornament or ring or something, all the human wealth put together, you compare, all the human wealth is nothing. The value of one, the ornament, see, or ring or like that, they have. So those beings suffering, you need compassion for them. Those beings. So some compassion not only for poor people, we need compassion for all the rich people, wealthy people who have so much problems in their lives. whose lives are filled with so many problems which they didn't have before. You see, after they become wealthy, then so many problems arises with that. So you need compassion for all the beings who are suffering. So you need to know all the so like this. So those not all compassion for human beings, rich and poor, all those. Then the old gods, those devas, they have so much suffering. their life filled with distraction. Incredible sense of pleasure, enjoyment. So totally life is totally distracted. So that so so it's extremely difficult to say. So for example, the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, when the Buddha was in India, there are two hard disciples. One is Sharipu, two arhatas. One is two hard disciples, one is called Sharipu, one is called Mangaljipu. So Sharipu, who is excellent in the wisdom among the disciples. So Sharipu, he's arhat, so he's incredible psychic power. So one disciple, one of his disciples was born in the Devarilam, 33 realm, and Devarilam. So then he went with his psychic power, the Sharipu went in the 33 realm. to reveal Dharma. So usually this disciple, whenever he sees Guru Sharipu, he immediately come down from the was riding horse. You see, he would immediately come down. But then that time, when he was born in the Sura, the Deva realm, so life is completely so much sense pleasure, you see. 100,000 are much more than the you see very rich human country, than the human world. So then he saw Sharipu, he saw his guru Sharipu, from far, but he was completely distracted, with all the sensibility. So he just raised up hands. He just raised up hand. He didn't come down from the horse. Didn't come down. So he just hand, and then he passed. He went away. So anyway, this is an example how you see so difficult to practice Dharma or to meditate. Filled with completely absorbed in the distraction. You see all these sense pleasures like that. So anyway, so when they develop their sufferings, then the Deva realm, there's a form realm, formless realm, the form realm, you see, who has developed inner peace, you see, bliss through meditation, who has total detachment, renunciation to our pleasure, to desire realm pleasure, you see, sense pleasure, you see, form, sound, meditation, they have a total renunciation, they see this, totally, like I said, suffering, disgusting, total disgusting. They see, so they have, you see, bliss derived to fermentation. So even the form realm is nature of suffering. Now. Now after that, the formless realm, the highest realm and the cyclic existence, samsara. So that is also nature of suffering. If they don't have suffering of hunger, thirst, hot and cold, you see, formless realm especially don't have form. They don't have physical, only just mind. but they're still not free from delusion and karma. They are not free from cause of delusion, cause of anger, ignorance, attachment. You see the concept. You see wrong concept. Holding the eye, holding the eye. You see the aggregate body mind as you see inherently existent while they are totally empty of inherently existence. So this root of all the suffering, root of all the delusion. So they're not free from this ignorance. And the imprint of this ignorance, they're not free. So this is how their aggregates, their mind is contaminated with this. So that's how they suffer, nature of suffering. So compassion, so the compassion that we have to develop is, you see, all the So we have to therefore say, to not develop compassion for all these living beings, we need to understand all this, all these different beings in samsara. They are suffering, different types of sufferings. Okay, so we have to meditate to how the nature of suffering. Then we can develop compassion to every living being. Otherwise, our compassion is very limited. So if it's only poor people, it's only sick people, but only human being dying, that's where compassion is limited. So we need to learn the different types of sufferings. We need to meditate, and then you feel unbearable for yourself, experience of suffering. Then when that happens to you, then we feel compassion to others. For example, when you have AIDS, then you feel compassion to other people who have AIDS. You feel so unbearable. People who have AIDS, they feel so unbearable. Other people who have AIDS, so that's why, because they have AIDS and they don't experience, they know how the life with AIDS. You see, so that's why you see in the stages part. First, you have a realization of samsara. Then you see the suffering. Then you see so unbearable suffering of others. Okay. Then there you see compassion rises. Great compassion. Feeling unbearable, other sentiments are suffering, and you taking responsibility on you, on yourself, that I want the freedom from all the suffering, the compassion that arises. So that leads to bodhicitta, I will do it by myself alone, free the sentiments from all the suffering causes, and bring to ultimate, not just temporary, the ultimate happiness, especially. Highest, you see, the ultimate happiness, enlightenment. You know, therefore, then I need to be enlightened. You see, the bodhicitta, and like that. then by having realized the bodhicitta, you enter the path. Then you complete the two types of merit, wisdom, merit virtue. Then you achieve full enlightenment, the cessation of all the mistakes of mind. Not only all the sufferings, all the mistakes of mind, completion of all the qualities. and then you are able to do perfect, no slightest mistake. No frustration. No difficulty. No, the one single difficulties. You see, to offer others in Tibing. So you see, like sun rises, you know, there's one sun rises, but the reflection, goes every water, ocean, even the smallest water, drop of water, anything that has no cover, the reflection comes immediately. How many water in the world, water, dew, ocean, water, spring, you see, pond, lake, it's a reflection just there. So there's no motivation for the sun. Oh, I'm going to reflect in all this water. So like that, once you achieve enlightenment, then spontaneously, working for a sentient being, benefiting others, doing service to others, and without slights, no difficulties. spontaneously, not without any mistake. So therefore we need meditation. Work together with the busy life, we need meditation. the continuity, developing compassion, continuity, keeping the mind in that. On like this. Then you see, then the, so when you live the life with that mind, with that compassion, you meditate in the morning, you know, you generate the motivation, the compassion in the morning, the meditation that, then you live the rest of the life with that, the rest of the day. Do it with. So that helps so much, that helps, that cuts. So when you do the work with compassion, it makes so much different, like earth and sky differences. You know, your life, so much peace and happiness. Your mind is not tight, uptight. And, you know, so much peace and happiness. There's no barrier. There's no barrier, yourself and other person, you see, other sentient being. So because of your compassion, you feel others in your heart. You feel others in your heart. you feel others close to you. You feel in your heart. Then others also feel you are close to them. So like that. When you feel that they're close to you, they also feel you're close to them. So like family, you see. So so this one answer. The other answer to not frustration or so there's some problem, things not happening, and then you're frustrated. So that one, you see, now here question of karma, cause and effect. So if you have a cause, you'll have success. If you don't have the cause, you won't have success. So you need to create a cause for success. So therefore, whatever method there means there, you know, to for success, then should engage. Then you'll have success. So then that helps to not have frustration. See, so this is a basic answer. Sorry, it became a little bit long. So.